To the left of the room with the tombs, in room number 10, which is dedicated to the Cypriot writing, there are clay and copper plates and various inscriptions on marble and limestone bases and steles, in which the development of the Cypriot writing, an epigraphy from the late Bronze Age until the end of the Roman times, is shown. Until today, the most ancient sample of writing dates from 1500 BC and is presented on the upper part of a small clay plate, which was found in Engomi of Amahostos. Other important items are 1. A clay cylindrical seal discovered in 1967 and bearing a graven inscription, the text of which covers in total 27 lines, and 2. A part of a clay plate which was found in 1953 and is 9.5 centimetres long, 9 centimetres wide, and approximately 2 centimetres thick, and is inscribed on both sides. Both of the above were discovered in the archaeological site of Engomi and are dated from the end of the 13th century BC. Another important object, unique in its type, discovered in the locality Skalis of Pelopaphos, cemetery of the geometric and archaic times, is represented by one of the three copper obelisks that were found together. By its cavity, there is an inscription in the cyprosyllabic writing, constituted by 5 graven points. There is also a copy of a copper plate, written in the cyprosyllabic writing. The prototype is in the National Library in Paris, which reports an agreement done between the city of Idalion and physician Onasilos and his brothers for the free-of-charge healing of the war's injured. And in exchange, the king Stasikypros and the city of Idalion would offer them state land and or money. This agreement is dated in 470 BC and gives us a sample of the political situation that prevailed in Idalion during the beginning of the 5th century BC.